A lot more about the other side of Matt Lauer that no one knew about. He was spotted recently in East Hampton with his family. When all of these details came out, we know, we reported it exclusively at Page Six, that he drove to East Hampton where his wife lives with his children to talk to his oldest son about what was coming out in the headlines because he wanted him to hear it from his father. But there's another side of Matt Lauer that we now know that he's a very deviant sexual predator, essentially, is that, well, that's what a lot of women are accusing him of. And sources have told me that he belongs to this boy club, mm-hmm. a very powerful, rich men who are entertainers. He plays golf with them. And I'm told that they indulge in kinky behavior and act extremely inappropriate toward women.
Wow. Okay.
Carlos, I actually just got the chills when you said men that he plays golf with, because this is your reporting, your sourcing, nothing that I had to do with. And that sounds eerily similar to one of the women wow. that I spoke to when I was investigating this story. One of the women who used to work with Matt Lauer, and I want to say it was in the old regime, it was a long time ago, way back when Brian Gumbel was there.
Wow.
She told me that it was very difficult for women at the Today Show because it was a total boys club and they would all play golf together. And she said, if you're a woman, how could you compete with these men when they all have their little clique, they play golf, they talk about the women. She even told me an example one time. She was on assignment and she was traveling and she had a cold sore, which she didn't think was a big deal because that happened.
Yeah.
And she overheard Matt Lauer talking to Bryant Gumbel about how gross her cold sore looked, and it made her feel really bad. And she said, it's just cruel. And the exact quote she told me was, "There, it was such shame with not being liked by Matt Lauer at the Today Show if you were a woman."